Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Shannon O'Brien's here. She's a new friend. Shannon is the founder and the CEO of Whole You, a career and life coaching platform. She's a Harvard-trained educator, and you may have seen her videos on YouTube. She has a bunch of them there, and she's a career coach, and she's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad you're here. I love talking about women. I've been doing this for over 20 years, Shannon, and I'm proud of my record as a promoter of women in the marketplace. A while back, I counted all of my Brain Trust members, had no idea what the deal was. Somebody asked me about it one time, and I said, I don't know. I sit down and divide them up, and it was almost exactly half men, half women. And so, there was no plan in that. But I love promoting women. However, I have to be honest with you, Shannon. You know, I don't cut women any slack. You know, I mean, I tell it like it is, because there are things that men there are ways that men get in their own way, and there are ways that women get in their own way. And I don't pull any punches.
Of course. Of course, and I wouldn't want it any other way. I think that
we can't get better otherwise, can we?
Right, exactly. No, people shouldn't be cut slack just because of one part of their identity, be it gender or otherwise. So that's good that you just treat people equally. That's true equality.
So. That's exactly right. So, how do you approach your business? What do you think? What do you think is the first touchstone for women when they're trying to improve their lives, their professional careers, that sort of thing, whether it be as an executive, an employee, or a business owner?
Yeah, I think it's actually the same for men as it is for women. And I'm like you that even when I started my business almost 6 years ago, where I was trying to help people to pursue their life's work and live a balanced, purposeful life, a lot of people I was telling about my business were saying, yeah, that kind of sounds like a chick thing. You know, I think most of your target market is going to be women. And surprisingly, a lot of men of all ages, all industries have come to Whole You as well. So I think whatever I'm saying applies to women also applies to men. And I think the fundamental thing that people need to keep in mind is mindset, our attitude. And, you know, do I want to be cut breaks? Or do I want to just put in 100% effort and do my best? And do I believe that I'm worth it? Do I believe that I can make a positive impact on my own business or this company that I work at? So I think attitude and mindset is number one.
What are the components of mindset?
Well, you know, I think that one thing that we all have in common, you and I, everybody listening, is that we have a human brain, a human mind. We were given this computer system that doesn't always function the way we would like it to. It's strange, right? It's an operating system that goes crazy a little bit sometimes, has these thoughts that are self-sabotaging.
Yep.
So I think the first component is getting your mind under control. And for me, it's a mindfulness practice, a meditation practice. Some people might be a walk in nature. Some people might be a heart-to-heart conversation with a friend. I think getting your mind in check and not letting it get out of control is a helpful way to say, okay, who am I really? What are my goals? How do I interact with other people in a positive, effective way?
Can I
think that's one of the key components.
Can I differentiate between
Go
men?
Ahead.
Can I take this moment to talk about what you just said and differentiate between men and women and help to as a way to help women? And here's my point. What you just said about, you know, cutting yourself some – I forgot exactly. You were talking about, you know, making sure that you don't derail yourself, that you don't, you know, that sort of thing. I think women are more likely to do that to themselves than men are. Because men are more likely to believe that they can do things they can't do. And women are more likely to not believe they can't do things that I know that they can do. And this is the confidence thing. In my opinion, the 800-pound the elephant in the living room when we're talking about women's issues is confidence. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I had that as a star for my notes as I was preparing for this call. Confidence is everything. And to believe you can, that is part of mindset, right? Like, can you jump over that? You know, I was a high jumper in high school. Can I jump over that? Yes, I can. It looks really high, but I can still do it. I have the confidence. I have the belief. And that's such a, that's crucial. It's really fundamental. So you're right that I think women are, have this detriment where, and again, I don't know if it's,
I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is, but if I could give, I've said this 1,000 times, if I could give women anything, if I give them one silver bullet, I wouldn't give them capital. I wouldn't give them customers. I wouldn't help them make profits. I would give them more confidence. I said this to a woman one time, and a woman who is in the business you're in, of helping women, a lot of ladies in my brain trust who do what you do, and I said, she was shocked to hear that men don't gain confidence from their clothes. Buying a new suit doesn't help a man have confidence. It's not that we don't want to look good. It's just that that's not where we get our confidence. And she was shocked to hear that. She didn't.
So what did you say to her? Where did you say that men do get their confidence?
Well, we have it. We just have it. It's just we're overconfident. The problem with men is we're often overconfident.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing, though. I mean,
it can be
confident.
Yeah, no, it can be.
Yeah.
But the thing, you and I both know, this is where I think women lose sometimes, is customers, other people, prospective employers are drawn, they're going to be more likely to be drawn to overconfidence, even if they know the person is being overconfident, than they are to be drawn to someone who is underconfident, who is short-selling themselves.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that we, like attracts like, and we want to be like, we want to emulate people that we admire, and there's sort of a magnetism, right? You're drawn to someone who's confident because you ultimately want to be confident too.
Right.
You don't want to be a sad sack, so
absolutely.
You don't really want to,
We're going to talk some more about this with our new friend, Shannon O'Brien. Shannon, I need your website quickly, please.
wholeu.info, W-H-O-L-E, the letter U, dot info, like information.
All right, so check it out, folks. Lots of videos and everything there. We're going to be right back with Shannon. I'm Jim. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.